Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Friday, May 13th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Friday the 13th. Lucky Friday, lucky 13.
Lucky now, for us.
Yeah. Now, we're going to do something completely different on Wing TV today. As most of you know, we've done hundreds of interviews on this show and also on our old radio show. And we've also been interviewed on quite a number, dozens of different radio shows. Mm-hmm. But today, a gentleman is going to interview us on Wing TV. His name is Thomas Holbrook, and this interview is going to appear in the May edition of his newsletter. So we'd like to welcome Mr. Thomas Holbrook to Wing TV.
Hi, Thomas.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just great. How are you guys doing today?
Great, thanks.
Excellent.
Now, as we said, this is something a little different here on Wing TV. So, real briefly, why don't you explain what you're going to do, and then we'll jump into the interview.
Okay. Basically, what I'm going to be doing with you guys is, it originally started out with 20 questions that I emailed to you guys, but due to the OKC rally, you didn't have time to answer it.
Uh-huh.
You offered to me, gave me an offer to interview you guys, and I said, well, yeah, that sounds good. So here I am right now.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Well, since time is limited, why don't we jump right into it?
Okay, now, before we discuss your book, 9/11 on Trial,
uh-huh.
For those who are not familiar with Wing TV, how did the idea come about?
Well, we used to do an old radio show for about a year and a half. It was called The Victor Thorne Show. It was on the
Reality Radio Network.
And when we ended that show, we wanted to move into something, we wanted to notch it up a level. So we said, why don't we try TV? And since neither one of us are computer whizzes by any means, we were moving into uncharted territory, so we got the help of a few friends and put it all together, and that's how Wing TV started, and we've been on the air for about 15 months now.
Okay, now Victor, when did you first meet Lisa, your co-host? How long have you two worked together?
I guess we met in the fall, I guess, the summer of 2001, mm-hmm. shortly after 9/11.
Right.
That would be fall of 2001.
September 2001, I started submitting articles to Victor's old magazine, Babel Magazine, which was a literary magazine, and I came here in November of that year, and I've been here ever since.
Yeah.
Okay, now with those questions answered, for those who are not really familiar with the 9/11 truth movement itself for you guys, what is the main purpose of the book, 9/11 on Trial, and what ultimately inspired you guys to put this book together?
Well, 9/11 on Trial, I'm going to hold up a picture of the cover here. 9/11 on Trial, its main thesis is that the government's official version of events and how the World Trade Center towers fell to the ground is a lie.
Right.
And in this book, then, we prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that what the government has told us is incorrect.
It was inspired by 9/11 researcher Mike Rupert, who said it couldn't be done, that we couldn't prove this as a lie.
Using physical evidence.
Using the evidence available and the information currently available.
So what we did was tapped into the best research that's been done for the last 3.5 years, called it all together, and then created this book.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to thank quite a bit all the researchers who've done all this work over the years. And
Mike Rupert for giving us the challenge.
Right.
now, briefly going to get to Alex Jones a little bit in this question, because you'll see why. We'll talk a bit more about him in a little bit. In March of this year, Popular Mechanics released an article that supposedly debunks what they call myths.
Uh-huh.
And they feature Alex Jones in it. If memory serves correct, you guys threw out a challenge to Popular Mechanics, sent a copy of your book to them.
Mm-hmm.
Have they responded to your challenge as of yet?
No, I actually called Jim Meigs, who is the editor, the new editor of Popular Mechanics, told him, because this article came out almost exactly when 9/11 on Trial came out, so I told him, I said, I'd send a copy of this book to him, and he should get his, what they have, 70 or 80 experts.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, get all your experts on this book. And I told him, I said, if you can disprove the main thesis of this book, not only will I apologize publicly to you, but I'll also pull the book off of the market. Well, this has been over 3 months
right.
now, And we haven't heard one word from
him. Right, not a peep. And he told Victor to send the book, and we sent it out immediately.
Yeah, we sent a priority mail, and not a peep out of him.
Okay, that is very, very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of these people, such as Rupert and all of them, they claim that there's this starting point in which they started questioning 9/11. For you guys, when did the 9/11 truth-seeking start for you?
Well, it's me, immediately. I mean, I remember the day that 9/11 occurred. That afternoon, I was just flooded with emails, and a good friend of mine who lives in Los Angeles, and he actually does all of our cover work for us, and he said right then, on the day of 9/11, he says, you watch and see that the airplane over Pennsylvania was shot down. And right then, I was like, something is already awry. And, you know, I started looking into it right away then, and just nothing added up.
Right. As soon as Victor started writing about it, that's when I started looking at it differently, too. So I'd say about a month or so later,
right,
I started checking it out myself.
Yeah. So essentially, we weren't the first 9/11 researchers in the country, but we were among the first,
mm-hmm,
that started publicly writing and speaking out about 9/11 and saying that the government's official version doesn't add up.
Now, obviously, you guys were not the only ones questioning 9/11.
Right.
In April of this year, Dylan Avery released his film, Loose Change.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on this film?
Well, we saw one of the actual pre-production copies of it.
Uh-huh.
And except for a few technical difficulties with, like, the text on the screen, we thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, we loved it.
And, we actually gave him a blurb. I don't know if he's used it on his website or not. But we
right.
thought it was fantastic.
And we just ordered 20 copies, and we're going to be selling it on our website
right.
to help promote it and let people know about Let'sRoll911.org.
Exactly.
Now, within this 9/11 truth movement, you guys have pointed out that not everybody is as sincere as they claimed to be, first pointing out Michael Rupert. Now, in light of recent events, you guys recently accused Alex Jones of censorship of articles not showing up at OKC, etc. When did you guys first encounter him?
Well, a couple years ago,
mm-hmm,
Lisa was actually a columnist on Prison Planet.
Right.
And she had written 3 subsequent articles in a row. Well, what happened was that the last article she wrote, we co-authored. So she contacted his webmaster and said, well, we both wrote this article. Could you please update it?
Can I interrupt you there?
Go ahead.
When I submitted that article, both of our names were on it. So one of them, Paul Watson or Alex Jones, removed Victor's name from the article. And so I contacted them immediately when I saw it online and said, could you please add Victor's name? Because it was on there when I submitted it, and he's the co-author of the piece. Okay, now you can finish.
So then, about a day later, not only was that article removed, but all of her other articles, but even more importantly, a writer named
Randy Lovello
wrote an article for Prison Planet where he had an entire sentence that referenced one of Lisa's articles. Well, he sent this article in. It was published.
And a hyperlink.
Yeah, and in a hyperlink. It was published as is, but then a day or so later, the entire sentence written about Lisa along with the hyperlink was censored out of the article, and whoever did it at Prison Planet, ultimately the responsibility lies with Alex
right.
Jones. They didn't contact him beforehand. They didn't notify him. They didn't get his permission, and they censored this article after
right.
it was published without an author's permission.
So, Thomas, basically the altering of the content of Randy Lovello's article followed immediately after I asked them to add Victor's name to my piece, which he co-authored, which was on there when I sent it to them.
Right. And now this brings us to right now, to current times.
Mm.
And what I'd like to say, basically, is that Alex Jones is a sneaky little man that censors his radio archives now on a regular basis. And I'll tell you, Thomas, I don't like sneaky people because they remind me too much of the New World Order. And Alex doesn't have the guts to answer for his actions.
Let me add to this. We've been asking questions of Alex Jones for 2 years now, and Alex refuses to answer them. Not only us, Randy Lovello asked, other Prison Planet columnists, other writers have sent him emails trying to get answers. He ignores everyone. And it's just escalated now to the point where he's censoring and deleting calls from his archives. And a lot of people are not accepting of what we're saying because they don't want to believe Alex would be doing things like this.
Yeah. Censorship.
But
is,
he is.
Censorship is Big Brother. And Lisa called into his show today. She got hung up upon. And I'll bet you any money that he censors that from his archives, too. So I started counting up. And he's this will be three shows out of the last seven that he's done that he'll go into the archives and censor them.
But
and
that is we have a record of it because I recorded it.
Yeah, and it's very, very sneaky.
Now, as you guys have said, you know, other people are asking these questions. You guys are not the first to ask this question about Mr. Jones.
Mm-hmm.
James Floyd of Christian Media Research actually released an article,
yes.
I believe in 2002, called The Alex Jones Affair.
We saw that.
Christian Family Betrayed. Are you guys familiar with this article?
Yes, yes, we are, and I have contacted Mr. Lloyd, and I'm hoping that he responds to me. I called and left a message on a machine, and I've emailed him, so I'm hoping he does get back to me so we can find out more about this.
Yeah, and since you mentioned this, Thomas, we're going to put this article actually on the Wing TV homepage today. It'll be up all weekend, and if you want another insight into the way Alex Jones operates, you'll see it, and I'll reiterate again, this man's very, very sneaky. He operates behind the curtain just like the New World Order does.
Now, an interesting development has occurred with his release of his film, Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State. He's actually going to have live showing June 3rd and June 8th in Austin, Texas. It's right on his website. Do you guys have any intention on personally confronting him?
Well, we live in Pennsylvania, so that's a little bit too far to travel for us to see a movie.
I wish we had the resources to make a trip like that.
Yeah, we would love to.
We just got back from Oklahoma City for the events there, and we're saving up to go to 9/11, to go to Ground Zero on 9/11 this coming September. So I wish we had the resources to do all these things because we would be there in a heartbeat.
Well, you know, it's funny that you mention that because we always tell people to be active, to go out there and do more than just sit behind their computer screen. So what we did is we traveled by bus 65 hours round trip to OKC. Mm-hmm. We're also going to go to D.C. and New York City to become active. When Alex does something active, it's to promote his own videos and put money in his pocket. So do you see the big difference?
Right.
You know, we lost money going to Oklahoma City, and all the books we took with us we gave away for free. Alex only becomes active when it puts more money in his pocket.
I'm certainly hoping that anyone in attendance at that event will confront him about it and ask the hard questions.
Yeah, why is he censoring his archive?
We're not the only ones who can ask him.
Exactly.
Now, speaking of some of the opposition that you face, especially how many people actually openly oppose the book 9/11 on trial?
Can you talk up a little bit? I didn't hear that.
How many people?
Oh, sorry about that. Speaking of opposition, I mean, how often have people openly opposed the book 9/11 on trial?
If you want to know the truth, I don't think we've encountered any opposition to the facts within this book that I'm aware of. Do you?
No. Popular Mechanics certainly hasn't refuted it or even acknowledged it. No one on the internet has denounced it. David Ray Griffin immediately endorsed the book as soon as we had it available, and no one has said a condemning thing about any of the information. The science and the math is solid, and there's no conspiracy theory in it.
And that's what we're very, very cognizant of, that we didn't want to use any conjecture in this book. We wanted to rely on math, physics, science, formulas, physical evidence with no theory involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the book is so solid and so strong, is that, you know, we don't leave things open where we say, well, maybe this happened or maybe that happened.
And
it's all verifiable.
The best thing is it's simple and easy to read.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of conjecture, a lot of people, including, ironically enough, Alex Jones, complained about Michael Moore's film Fahrenheit 9/11 because it left out a lot of things. It just looked like conjecture, slams against just one political party.
Mm-hmm.
You see Moore as a saboteur of sorts to ultimately discredit any sort of dissent?
Well, I see Michael Moore the same as I see Rush Limbaugh, is they're on different sides of the aisle in theory, but they're all working for the same people.
You know, Thomas, the first thing we noticed about his film was that he blacked out any view of the planes actually hitting the towers. We could hear the audio, but he showed no video footage of it.
Yeah. What the worst part about Fahrenheit 9/11 was there was so little about 9/11
right.
in it. You know, he should have called it anti-war Fahrenheit
or
Fahrenheit
anti-Bush 9/11.
Yeah, Fahrenheit anti-Bush, because the movie was really about Bush bashing and anti-war,
right.
And he just used 9/11 as kind of like a buzzword in it to draw more attention, but there was nothing in it or very little in it about 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
That is very interesting indeed. Now, you said, of course, there's no, but just to clarify, nobody has attempted to even refute your book at all?
Nobody has refuted
yeah.
it.
I mean, if we go by our emails, there's been, that I can recall anyway, there's just, it's a solid
book. And just
book.
So you know, the Pentagon has this book. Several congressmen and senators have this book. We handed this book to Bob Barr in OKC at the Speaker's Forum dinner. And the government's got this book.
Right. Also, you know,
the government won't address it.
You know, mainstream media figures like Bill O'Reilly, Mike Gallagher,
right.
so forth. This book has gotten into a lot of hands.
Right. The New York Post requested a copy of it. We sent it to them. We sent it to Peter Jennings.
Right. And a lot of people who are buying 10 or 20 copies at a time are giving it to people in the Pentagon and so forth.
Right.
So it's out there. People are reading it. And if the government wanted to refute it, you know, we've openly said, come on our show. We'll debate you anytime, anywhere.
In fact, we were on the Erskine Overnight Show one night doing an interview. We have this interview archived on our website. And Alex Jones actually called in and said our book was excellent.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting, indeed. Now, obviously, many things that you say about the September 11th attacks is unpopular with many crowds. Have you guys ever been harassed or threatened in any way?
No, I mean, we've went out many times and protested,
right.
and that's what we urge people to do, is get out beyond their computer screens. And, you know, we...
I think the only form of harassment that we've gotten, Victor and Thomas, is... people in cognitive dissonance who don't want to hear what we have to say because it shakes up their belief system in someone or something, like the Alex Jones groupies, if you want to call them.
Yeah. I mean, there's a variety of topics that we get criticized for because we're not willing to live with illusions. When
right.
we come on Wing TV, we said all the illusions are going to be broken, and that's what we try to do. And it seems as if people move one step beyond the mainstream media. They laugh at the mainstream media and say, oh, how can anyone believe Fox or CNN? But then they accept a whole nother bag full of illusions in alternative media, and we're trying to break those also. So,
but
you know,
I wouldn't overall say we've been hassled about it.
No, generally people are very supportive of what we're doing.
Enthusiastic.
And they thank us. They're saying, thank you for coming out and exposing everything that you've done, and, you know, the USS Liberty and OKC and any number of different topics.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the end of March on my college campus, Central Missouri State University, I actually printed out 20 copies of a flyer I created for you guys' book,
uh-huh.
because I figured, well, it's an alternative perspective. A lot of other people are not going to cover it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They were protesting the invasion of Iraq. It was the one-year anniversary of that. And my strategy involved actually asking people who would be interested in a copy of this flyer. Lots of hands raised up, and I managed to give out all my flyers.
Uh-huh.
I didn't tell the whole story right away. I just said they questioned the attempt, the attacks, the story of the attack, and that it was foundation for the justification for the war on terror. I call this technique crowd infiltration. Is this technique effective in waking people up about these events?
Well, I think any
right.
technique is effective that you can get information into people's hands, and that's what we say is step one. Step two is even more important, where people have to get out then and show that they're visibly upset with what's going on. The government right now could care less if we know everything about everything they're doing, the entire conspiracy, because if everybody's going to sit in their house and stay behind their computer screens, That's no threat whatsoever to the government. What we're telling people is on 9/11 this year, on September 11th, make it to New York City. Make it to Ground Zero. Join us. Let there be hundreds and thousands of people out there to show the government that we know that they're lying to us and that they that we won't tolerate it any longer.
And you know, the bottom line is anytime you can open up a dialogue with even one person who didn't know this information, is a step forward in the right direction, and we encourage any opportunity you have to talk about it.
And also, we thank you for doing that on your campus.
Not a problem. Now, since I've actually run out of questions, I'll let you go ahead and ask me a few questions.
Well, actually, Thomas, we're down to like the last minute or so of our show. So,
Is there anything else you want to say, Thomas?
Well, give your website address or how people can obtain your newsletter.
I do not have the website address on me right now.
Okay.
How can
Unfortunately,
you contact
I've been thinking about changing it anyway because the host has been giving me all kinds of trouble.
Okay.
However, if you guys would be able to also send a copy of your book, 9/11 on Trial, I will gladly read it.
Oh, absolutely.
I already know what arguments have been made, and you guys compiled it together. I'll be glad to read it and review it. I've already written a review for Loose Change and all, and
excellent.
Jones film. So
yeah. Well, when you get this interview readied for your newsletter, pass it on to us. We'll put it here on Wing TV, and we just want to thank you, Thomas, for giving a damn.
And we will immediately send you out a copy of the book.
Right.
Do we have your address?
I will go ahead. I will rush up to campus after this and email you the address.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, Thomas, thank you for being here. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Thomas.
And, you know, just let us know as soon as you have this ready for printable form.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Thomas.
Talk to you soon.
Take care. That was Thomas Holbrook.
Nice guy.
Yeah. See, now that's what we mean. There's a college kid that gives a damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's not just feeding into CNN and Fox News.
And not only is he paying attention, he's awakening other people.
Yeah,
to
he's
this
becoming active and
way
passive.
To go.
Passing out flyers. So, everybody, we're glad you tuned in to Wing TV. Look at our homepage, wingtv.net.
Monday, we should have that clip of the recording where Alex cut me off today on the show.
And also, we have something up there on the homepage about everybody journeying, venturing to New York City. It's a Sunday this year, so make plans now. It's less than 4 months away. Come up there to New York City, Ground Zero, high noon, and let the government and the media know that you're on to them, that you don't believe their lies any longer.
There's
we're going to be there.
In numbers.
Exactly. So have a good weekend. Tune in again on Monday. And keep your eyes open, folks. There's a lot going on.
We'll see you then. Take care.
Who's up first here? I never got my calls.
Because I have another.
That's interesting. Who's up first here? Lisa in PA. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi, I totally agree with you with what's happening at the border. It's completely unbelievable, and yes, America is on fire. We are turning into 1984. I do have an unrelated question I'd like to ask you, though, if you'd let me.
Sure, what is it?
Okay, WingTV.net has documented verifiable proof that you've...
I'm going to let you go. Listen, get out of my road, okay? This is my radio program. If I go out and tell people what to do with their websites, that's censorship. But when people just constantly want to have one of these little radio things where then I talk about them just for publicity, I'm not going to do it. Get out of my road. Okay? We got Border Patrol standing down. We got the government carrying out terror attacks. We got the troops breathing depleted uranium and 23 million Iraqis breathing it. We got cancer viruses in the vaccines. And my radio broadcast is my broadcast. Okay? And maybe 10 times over the years with other cases, if I have a guest on or someone on, who I think has said something that is slanderous, we will cut that out of the rebroadcast. In other cases, if somebody just thinks this is their radio program and it's not and wants to push me around, I say no. Okay? Simple. Get out of my road. All right? Thank you. Get out of my road. This is my road. My radio program. Open to anybody that wants to talk about serious issues, but not people that want to just squabble. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, let's get focused. Back on the serious issues. Who's up next?